This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, if you took the time to watch the two conventions, you would certainly wonder which view of Congress is correct. To listen to many of the Republican delegates, as well as many conservative talk shows, you would think that the Republican-led Congress was a do-nothing Congress. To listen to the Democrats, you would conclude that Congress has stymied President Obama and his agenda at every turn. What's the real story? Let me provide a short list of things that Congress has done and other legislative items they prevented. This can be found in a Wall Street Journal editorial with the title, What Has Congress Ever Done For Us? The Republican Congress promised to repeal Obamacare and did so this year. Of course, it was never going to happen with President Obama in the White House. Congress has imposed a lower spending path than most people expected. It also made several tax provisions permanent so that it won't be subject to future attempts by lobbyists to change them. It also passed an education reform and fixed one of the problems with Medicare. It is also true that the Republican Congress prevented much of President Obama's agenda. They prevented the establishment of a $15 an hour national minimum wage, a bailout of the provision of Obamacare, universal pre-K, and the closing of Guantanamo Bay. Perhaps now you can see why you have heard two very different perspectives about Congress at the two political conventions. If you wanted Congress to advance an agenda, you only have a few bills that are passed. If you wanted Congress to push a Democratic agenda, you will complain that many of those issues that the current president could not get through Congress. It is fair to say that either assessment is accurate depending on your perspective. It is also certain that the person we elect as president in November would put forth his or her agenda and either work with Congress or fight Congress. That's why the November elections for president and Congress are so important. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Betrayal, slavery, revenge, redemption. Ben-Hur, in theaters August 19th from Paramount Pictures, rated PG-13.